We have a heat advisory in effect for today with a high temperature in the upper 90s and a heat index near or above the 105 danger range. There'll be scattered random showers and thunderstorms in rather generous supply later today. Good luck on your rain chances. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, not much day-to-day change. Hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s. A better than normal chance of those random showers and thunderstorms each day in the afternoon and evening hours. And not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery's first charter school will open its doors today. Lead Academy is open to grades K through 5. 360 students are currently enrolled. School leaders say their goal is to have class sizes around 24 students. Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of the fire that destroyed part of Booker T. Washington Magnet School. Students have been housed in the vacant Hainville Road Elementary School building since the fire. Montgomery Public School leaders have not released a plan or timeline for a future home for the school. And a deadline has passed for the Alabama Democratic Party to elect new leaders. National party officials gave the state until August 17th to hold new elections for chairman and vice chairman and to adopt new bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
5-Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Police have thwarted not one, but two suspected mass shootings. The threats came on social media and via text message and are just the latest in a rash of threats across the country.
Tragedy striking the tiny town of Unionville, New York, when a small plane slammed into a home, destroying it and killing two.
Rescuers are working nonstop to keep a fishing trip from turning into tragedy. The wife of Brian McClooney not giving up after her husband and another firefighter, Justin Walker, disappeared.
Professional motorbike racer Luke Mossy is recovering from a terrifying crash. The British biker was on a training run when he lost control and almost got run over by another bike.
Federal appeals court just ruled detained migrant children are entitled to adequate food, water, bedding, toothbrushes, and soap.
The Good Boys got straight A's this weekend at the box office, went right to the top of the box office, $21 million.
An individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Dan Morris up 288 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing all right. I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was
91 degrees outside. That's kind of weird weather. Saturday woke up, it was kind of cool in the morning. Yeah. Then it got up to 100 degrees. 100 degrees? Man.
I felt the change the whole morning into midday doing yard work. It was
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Were you mowing grass?
Oh, yeah. Mowing the grass, cutting some hedges.
Nobody was hurt?
Picking up the clippings from the hedges. Yeah, it went well. It went well.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, great weekend. Great food this weekend. We really enjoyed doing a steak and doing it a little bit differently. I'm now panning the onions, and I've really kind of mastered the mushrooms thing, where really kind of get that going.
Mm.
And take that same pan I used for the mushrooms and put onions in there with it. It's really good. Kind of crispy, tasty.
Way to do it.
I know. But it's a good weekend. I ran into first of all, the Braves had a great series. They screwed up in one game, but game yesterday by pitcher Freed, who had a three-run homer in the first inning. I thought it was going to be ugly. But they came back and won that game, and that guy stayed in there to the seventh inning. And that speaks a lot. They took Acuña out for bad behavior. He kind of acted up a little bit, so they benched him. I admire a coach that does that. But I was going through the channels, and there was a movie called Santa Fe Trail. And starring Errol Flynn as Jeb Stuart, the famous Confederate soldier when he was a Union officer, and George Custer, Armstrong Custer, played by Ronald Reagan.
Oh, wow.
And I remember Reagan telling us about the story. He and Errol Flynn were good friends, and he was talking about how accurate parts of it were and how inaccurate parts of it were. And I mean, it's about John Brown and Harper's Ferry and abolitionists and this kind of stuff. And he said that they didn't quite do their homework on the entire movie. They did on some of it. They have kind of Lincoln showing up a little earlier, 1959's president instead of 1961. Missed about a couple there. But it was really a great movie. I really enjoyed watching and watching the two of them together. And remember, finally, Reagan talking about it. Reagan, if you wanted to get Reagan to talk to you, ask him something about some of the old movies he was in. He loved talking about those, particularly his good friend Errol Flynn, which I wish I would have had the pleasure of meeting at one time in my life, because he certainly is famous. 272-9228, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm. I called Red Top to see if he was heading down there on Saturday. He didn't return my call. And then when I went and talked to Karen and Reed, they said he had not come to pick it up. So I don't know what happened to Red Top. I hope he didn't kind of get paralyzed because he didn't have enough good in his system to get down there. You never know.
Yeah, you never know what happens.
You never know. I want to tell you something, guys. Basically, the media spent all of Sunday talking about the stock market and that we're about to go into a recession. And they're trying to talk the market down is what they're trying to do. They've tried the Russia. They've tried the racist. They tried that. Now they're kind of getting into, well, he certainly will lose if we go into a recession. So one of the first things I want you to do is play the clip of the montage of recession.
Recession jitters. President Trump said to be rattled as economic alarm bells cause a wild week on Wall Street.
There are indicators that the U.S. could be headed for a recession.
There are some rough waters ahead, maybe a recession.
Fears of a coming recession spiked on the heels of a key economic indicator, what's called an inverted yield curve.
The yield curve has inverted before every U.S. recession since 1955.
They see a potential recession on the horizon.
Recession.
Okay, the inverted yield curve. This is my business, by the way. An inverted yield curve, it lasted for about 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Payne is going to get into the explanation of why that happened. And it's because you have a negative interest rate in places like Germany and over in Europe. So why give somebody your money and they're going to give it less back? Why don't you just go to the U.S. and get a 10-year note? And they were just driving. They were driven to quality is what happened to it. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Quick story first. I'm at Home Depot Sunday, and I'm talking to this lady. She's just moved to Alabama a few years ago.
Yeah.
And as usual, I'm dedicated to my people, and I ask her if she listens to talk radio. She goes, yes, I listen to Dan Morris. And I said, good, well, I'm Red Top. She said, and then the next thing she says, Dan, is did you go get your smoked Gouda? I have never seen this woman before in my life, Dan. And I had just walked. I had just left Sweet Creek and got my smoked Gouda. And I said, "Were you there?" And she says, "No, I heard you on the radio Friday."
So you went down on Sunday?
Yeah, I was there yesterday. I thought I missed your call. I guess I missed it on Saturday.
Yeah, I headed down there Saturday. And they said you would not come down to pick up your Gouda run.
Oh, man, and they had more Gouda than I'd ever seen, so I got 6 wheels of that stuff, buddy.
Man,
and,
wow.
Oh, yep, because, see, usually there's only two there, and I get it, but they had a dozen, so I didn't want to.
Joey, is there a Gouda hoarding act in Alabama?
No, I would not advocate for that.
You would not advocate?
No. That'd be eat as much cheese as you like, you'll be the one to bear the consequences.
Yeah, really.
And, of course, the red bell pepper.
Oh,
but I could not believe this woman asked me if I got my Gouda cheese. I've never seen that person in my whole damn life. So thank you again. Not only are you feeding me, it's just such great entertainment, man. And
I'm feeding you mentally and physically there like that.
No doubt about it. And I just told Joey this economics guy he had on Sunday morning from Auburn was exceptional.
Good.
So all you guys knocked the ball out of the park. And we're lucky to have y'all. And This montage you just played is just like every other montage. They pick a word and they say it for a week or so, and they become so predictable, I think they're not fooling anybody, but they're making themselves look bad.
Yeah, I mean, the stock market is up 278 points, and if you were to watch the Sunday shows, we're on the precipice of a failure. We're all going under. I'm going to play the, after the break, I'm going to play the Meet the Press opener on this thing. It was amazing to me. It was on This Week Without David Brinkley. It was on Meet the Press. It was on Face the Nation. Even a little bit of Fox News Sunday.
Yes, yes. And Margaret, what's her name? Margaret Brennan. Somebody needs to get this woman a new wardrobe person. These crooked dresses she keeps wearing are so distracted. She's either bright red or yellow. I mean, the fashion police need to come down on. She's a distraction as far as I'm concerned.
Man.
That's the worst damn looking clothes I've ever seen in my life.
Well, go easy on them now. Don't go so hard.
Oh, I'm sorry. The world's smallest violin is playing for that millionaire, is all I got to say. See you later, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. Going to a break. Coming back, we'll get this rocket lit here. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Money, 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 money. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, so Meet the Press was kind of the lead dog in this whole thing with Chuck Todd. And this is the opener of Meet the Press and then the first piece of it.
Sunday economic jitters after the Dow drops 800 points.
The Dow average plummeting 3%.
A steep drop on Wall Street today.
The record 10-year-old expansion may be nearing an end.
Questions raised about the fate of the economy, with a reportedly rattled President Trump counting on a strong one for 2020.
You have no choice but to vote for me because your 401ks, down the tubes, everything's going to be down the tubes.
Welcome to Sunday. It's Meet the Press.
From NBC News in Washington, the longest-running show in television history. This is Meet the Press with Chuck Todd.
Good Sunday morning. Throughout his presidency, Donald Trump has had one powerful and faithful ally, the economy. More than anything else, he has counted on the economy to help overcome doubts about his style and carry him to re-election. But that ally may be deserting him. This week's stock market tumble, 800 points on Wednesday, was not entirely Mr. Trump's doing. And by Friday, some of that loss was recovered. But the drop can be tied to the uncertainty that has been caused by the trade war Mr. Trump has launched against China. The question for the president, will his supporters, who have either embraced or simply accepted so much of his norm-breaking presidency, be as forgiving of all of those breaking of norms if the economy falters?
Oh, okay. So everything is focused on this one day Wednesday, 800 points down, 3%.
Right.
From the point that the stock market started on Monday and the stock market ended on Friday, what was the difference of the stock market price? 0.6%. They don't talk about that. When the stock market was going gangbusters, you didn't hear crap out of these folks. But it goes down 800 points in one day because of an inverted yield curve, so, and it was just program selling.
So 3% one day, and by Friday, it had made up almost...
No, it only lost 0.6, 6 tenths of 1%.
Oh, on the 800-point day.
On the whole week. On the whole week.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. That's a rounding error.
The one day that was the big drop, but then for the rest of the week, it made up.
Yeah, it had two down days and it had three up days, basically. Yeah. Differential was 0.6%. These guys are just unbelievable how they do this. This unbelievable. Okay, continue on with Chuck Todd. He's going to tell us what we don't know.
Our new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, taken before Wednesday's stock market tumble, has the president's approval rating dipping a bit, 43%, 55% disapproving. That 43% of approval sits at the lower end of his very narrow trading range, rarely moving more than 2 or 3 points from one month to the next. But look at this. At the end of 2015, before the Trump presidency, Americans supported free trade by a relatively narrow 10-point margin, 51-41. Now with President Trump backing away from free trade, fighting China with tariffs, and with no end in sight, American support for free trade has quadrupled, it seems as if, by a margin of 64-27, now a 40-point spread, from a 10-point spread to a 40-point spread. And while some of those changes are likely due to Democrats reflexively opposing anything this president does, some of it also reflects voter anxiety about the president's trade policies, all of which, the Washington Post reports, has left the president a bit rattled as he tries to assure his supporters that the economy remains as strong as ever.
You have no choice but to vote for me because your 401ks, down the tubes, everything's going to be down the tubes.
President Trump trying to warn voters that if he loses, the stock market will plummet. After a week when it did on his watch,
the Dow average plummeting 3%.
A major sell-off here on Wall Street today.
Growing recession fears.
Mr. Trump has banked on a strong economy, making it a central argument for his re-election.
Perhaps the greatest economy we've had in the history of our country. I got into office, instead of being up 62%, instead of those 401ks of yours being up 60, 70, 80, nice. Big crash.
Big crash coming. It, and all this, right, notice that he is rattled. Why is he rattled? Because the Washington Post ran a story that he was rattled. No evidence that he's rattled, but Washington Post ran it, so therefore it is. So what these guys do, they create a story about a story to fall into their narrative. When the summer was going up, you didn't hear a squat from these people. Nothing. Didn't give them any credit. Goes down 800 points. Oh, my God, it's recession. Run! Let's continue on.
And congressional Republicans have persistently forgiven the president's political weaknesses, arguing that for voters in 2020, it'll be the economy, stupid.
Great prosperity, 50-year low unemployment. Mm. That's what the election, I think, is going to be about.
But now, with the economy weakening, despite low unemployment, Mr. Trump, who says he isn't worried, is showing signs of alarm, relentlessly attacking the chair of the Federal Reserve.
If we had a Fed that would lower interest rates, we'd be like a rocket ship.
Jay Powell should be cutting rates. Jay Powell's made a big mistake.
And announcing he will delay his latest tariff threat on China until mid-December. Voters have given Mr. Trump his highest marks on the economy, but he may have little room to grow. Among the 9% of voters who disapprove of Mr. Trump overall, but approve of his handling of the economy, 73% prefer a Democratic candidate for president. Just 5% say Trump should be reelected.
Man. They're just like all over this whole thing. It just amazes me how they're handling this. Let me go to a break and we'll finish up the last part. And then we're getting some other, we have Larry Kudlow interview and how he handles this, meaning Chuck Todd. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The New York City police officer accused of using a banned chokehold on Eric Garner has been fired by the New York City police. The Trump administration trying to soothe fears of a recession, which a new survey out finds some experts are concerned about.
The National Association for Business Economics surveyed its members and found 34% believe the economy is slowing and will slip into recession by the end of 2021.
Fox's Ginny Cosola and the British royal family speaking out about accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, who is believed to have taken his own life while awaiting trial.
Buckingham Palace saying Prince Andrew, the Queen's son, is appalled by Jeffrey Epstein's alleged crimes. The palace responding after a newspaper here published a photograph said to show Andrew inside Epstein's home in New York, waving goodbye to a young woman.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for today with a high temperature in the upper 90s and a heat index near or above the 105 danger range. There'll be scattered random showers and thunderstorms in rather generous supply later today. Good luck on your rain chances. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, not much day-to-day change. Hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s. A better than normal chance of those random showers and thunderstorms each day in the afternoon and evening hours. And not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Attorney General Barr has let go the head of the Bureau of Prisons, the big guy in charge of all federal prisons. He bumped him. Barr's a serious player.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's continue on with the this opening segment of Meet the Press yesterday.
Anxious about a downturn, Mr. Trump,
anxious,
who has long campaigned on the politics of grievance, is dialing up the culture wars. On immigration.
Culture wars.
Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own two feet.
On race.
Obviously headed up by Elijah Cummings. They've run Baltimore into the ground.
And now on the politics of Israel. On Thursday, the day after the stock market dropped over 800 points, he tweeted that it would show great weakness if Israel allowed Muslim congresswomen Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib to visit, saying they hate Israel and all Jewish people.
The things that they've said, Omar, Tlaib, what they've said is disgraceful, so I can't imagine why Israel would let them in.
This is a president that is fueling such vicious divisiveness and treating sitting members of Congress in a way, I don't care what party you are, this is wrong.
Wrong. So, did you hear that little thing right after the 800-point drop? I mean, how many times did he mention the 800-point drop? And, you know, our polling was before the 800-point drop. He's got to throw that in there. So he's kind of implying, and you're going to get it in the panel discussion, that he did the tweet as a way to get you not to look at the stock market drop. Okay, so Larry Kudlow, the president's economic advisor, he comes in and does an interview with several people. Did Martha Raddick, did the Fox Sunday, and then to Meet the Press. Let's listen to this.
And joining me now is the president's chief economic advisor, the director of the National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow. Mr. Kudlow, welcome back to Meet the Press, sir.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Let me start with what you see from the White House. The private sector seems to be concerned about, particularly the trade war with China, that there are some rough waters ahead, maybe a recession, that those odds have risen.
Maybe
what do you see?
Recession.
Well, I tell you what, I sure don't see a recession. We had some blockbuster retail sales consumer numbers towards the back end of last week, really blockbuster numbers. And in fact, despite a lot of worries with the volatile stock market, most economists on Wall Street towards the end of the week have been marking up their forecast for the third and fourth quarter. That echoes our view. You know, what we've got here, consumers are working, at higher wages.
Right.
They are spending at a rapid pace. They're actually saving also while they're spending. That's an ideal situation. So I think actually the second half of the economy is going to be very good in 2019. No, I don't see a recession. And let me have just one theme, Chuck.
Sure.
Just one theme. We're doing pretty darn well, in my judgment. Let's not be afraid of optimism. Let's not be afraid of optimism. It's
fair
a
enough.
Funny sign of our times.
I
think there's a very optimistic economy going on out
there.
Okay, so the Fed in Philadelphia and Atlanta marked up the GDP. They said it was going to be higher than they had anticipated. It took it from 1.9 to 2.2%. Now, Chuck Todd kind of glosses over that.
Right.
He's glossing over, he'll mention the low unemployment. There's only one factor, and that's the inverted yield curve. That is the only factor that is pointing everybody to this doom and gloom. Now, remember, in Germany, they have a negative interest rate. You give them money, they give you less money back in 10 years, which means people are going to quality. And what is quality? That's U.S. savings bond. 10 years.
Well, and even when the inverted yield curve is a correct leading indicator of a coming recession, it's quite a ways out. That, I mean, when the inverted yield curve is correctly pointed a recession is coming, it takes quite a while for a recession actually to materialize. So
yeah, and they're saying even when you get to the retailers, they're saying, well, they could see it in 2021.
Right. That makes more sense to me, actually. Because, I mean, 10 years of growth is a long time. I think there might be, we shouldn't, you know, act like, oh, it's never going to go down again. I think that's quite a possibility, especially given global activity. But I don't think it's right now on the horizon, right before the election, and it's going to hurt the president.
Exactly, and that's exactly what they're trying to talk this thing down.
Yeah.
So anytime the stock market goes down, it's Donald Trump's fault.
Right.
Under our thesis of, what did Trump do wrong today?
Well, and when it goes up, it's the beautiful Obama economy out there, Dave.
Exactly. And let me tell you something. The way Ameriprise looks at this is that the economy 10 years and what happens is very anemic. And so really, there was 6 years of that was just kind of anemic. And so we're really at year five.
Slowest recovery since the Great Depression. It was a recovery, but it was the slowest bounce back we've ever had.
Let's continue on the second part of this.
But do you acknowledge that that one of the reasons businesses out there are not spending the money that I think you thought they were going to be spending on expansion because of the concern about what's happening with China? Isn't that putting some guardrails or some small-g governors on this economic expansion?
Well, I want to get back to the China thing because there are some positive developments, believe it or not, on that front. But actually, in terms of business spending and business investment spending, which, as you know, is a key part of the economy, look, a lot of the slowdown that we've seen in so-called CapEx, capital investment, is really temporary because oil prices dropped down. And so the big oil patch, fracking and so forth, was not as rapid in the last year. We're down, $55, $60 a barrel, which is a good number, I might add. And for consumers, gasoline prices are very low. But the oil, gas, fracking boom has leveled right off a wee bit. On the other hand, we're seeing a nice pickup, I think, in durable goods and manufacturing. And we're also seeing now, I think, intellectual property,
right,
which is scored in GDP. You know, that thing's growing at about a 10-12% annual rate. And let me come back. The consumer part of this thing, 10% at an annual rate last 3 months, we're going to get a blockbuster number in the third quarter.
Okay.
So look, I don't deny that the energy sector has slowed a wee bit as prices have come back. On the other hand, money is flowing into the United States. We're the hottest, okay, really the only game in town. And I think that's a very positive development. And we're seeing some pickup in manufacturing jobs and construction jobs as well. And incidentally, Chuck, one last point.
Okay.
Low interest rates,
yeah,
which is across the spectrum, is a very good thing for housing, for construction, for automobile sales. So low interest rates, no inflation, virtually no inflation, Chuck Todd. So I actually think it's a pretty good story. And again, let me echo my theme. Let's not be afraid of some optimism.
Oh, but that's not in the cards. Larry, don't you know what Chuck Todd's trying to do? He's trying to scare people and tell them it's all the president's fault. You know, presidents like to take credit for great economies, and that is what President Donald Trump will do. It's what I've been saying. It's what Dan's been saying. It's what most anybody with their heads screwed on straight has been saying, that if the economy is strong, it's the economy stupid, unless Donald Trump does something really, really stupid, or unless the Democrats come up with somebody really, really good, which I highly doubt. Donald Trump is going to win because of this successful economy. So, of course, since that is his winning strategy, look at this gangbusters economy. We got to find every little weakness in it. But this is not just a sober, you know, dispassionate conversation about economic trends and the structure of our global economy and U.S. economy. No, this is all political. All political for the most part. And the most successful politicians, I'll guarantee you, are the ones that don't try to jimmy the economy too much. I think Larry Kudlow is a good guy to steer the government policy in this regard. But let's go back to Larry and Chuck Todd sparring here.
Okay, you say that. But, you know, you actually said that in 2007, right before the second worst downturn in American history. This is what you wrote. There's no recession coming. This is in December of 07. The pessimistas were wrong. It's not going to happen. The Bush boom is alive and well. It's finishing up its sixth consecutive year with more to come. The more to come was a massive downturn. So I admire your optimism, but the data is pointing in another direction.
Well, I plead guilty to that late 2007 forecast. I plead guilty. By the way, every other forecaster, CBO,
you weren't alone. You weren't alone. That's right.
Chip,
you weren't alone.
They were all there. However, just a wee bit of Kudlow defense now. By February and March, on CNBC in those days, I did go to the recession call. So I will plead that I did see it. I don't know that anybody saw that kind of crash. But look. This is not then. Our banks are well capitalized. Our financial system's in very good shape. And I must say, as the president is transforming and rebuilding this economy, he deserves enormous credit. A new policy of lower taxes and regulation and energy opening and trade reform. You know, we didn't quite get to 3%, but look, Chuck, the first 2 years of the Obama administration, we were just a hair below 3%.
Okay.
We're moving in the same direction. And let's be honest here. We faced severe monetary tightening, 7 rate hikes in 2017 and 2018. I don't think all that was necessary. It's a miracle we were able to continue as well as we're doing. And again, bond rates are falling, 100 basis points decline. That's good for mortgages. That's good for business. And I think the Federal Reserve is going to now be following through lower interest rates at the low end because the bond rates have fallen. And that's the way that game usually works. And I think that's going to be a big help.
Did you notice how they tried to discredit? Chuck Todd tried to discredit?
Right.
Hello? Well, you said this, and you were wrong. Now, he did have to admit it. Other people said the exact same thing.
Absolutely. And, I mean, most people thought that boom was going to keep going. I follow a few folks that, you know, kind of said, hey, this isn't going to work out, guys. But generally,
well, and it was a real estate debacle that did it.
Right, and exacerbated by certain things the banks were doing, which unless the banks themselves saw it, nobody saw that aspect of it. People saw a bubble in the real estate market and said, this is not going to end well. It's not going to keep going up and up. Some people called that. But Larry Kudlow wasn't alone. As I just said in the clip, the CBO, almost most of your big economic forecasters said in 07, oh, this is going to keep going. So we'll see here. And I think I said when you stepped out for a second, Dan, that it's all political.
Yeah, like, they're just trying to talk the market down.
It'd be one thing if this was like a sober, dispassionate discussion of the structure of the economy for the last, you know, decade, and where are we going if you had to give us a worst-case scenario and a best-case scenario. But that's not what's going on here. This is all about pin the tail of the recession on Donald Trump.
Exactly right. So what has Donald Trump done wrong today? Let's continue on with this and see how he pulls out of this.
I want to turn to China. Right before China. You took the job with the president, you wrote the following. Tariffs are really tax hikes. They have almost never worked as intended and have almost always delivered an unhappy ending. And I bring that quote back that you and Arthur Laffer and Stephen Moore wrote together. Again, March of 18, you took the job 6 weeks later. When you pulled back the tariffs earlier this week, delayed them till December, isn't that an acknowledgement that you're convincing the president that tariffs are tax hikes?
Well, let me say a couple things on that. It's tricky business. Our group is referring to the steel tariffs, but look, I think China is a very special situation. And I think President Trump is working hard to defend the American economy against unfair trading practices and unlawful trading practices and intellectual property theft and forced transfer of technology and so forth. China is a very special case. And we have to defend American interests, whether it's farming or manufacturing or automobiles or technology. You know this story, you've been covering it. So regarding tariffs, I will say this. What President Trump has taught me and others, and I think there's a consensus growing, a bipartisan consensus growing, the China story has to be changed and reformed. We cannot let China pursue these unfair and unreciprocal trading practices.
Larry Kudlow, the president's chief economic advisor, much appreciate you coming on and sharing your views, sir. Thanks very much.
He just didn't want to hear that.
Well, and I interpreted what Larry said, arguing with past Larry Kudlow. Don't you hate that when you have to argue with what your past self said? What I heard him say there essentially is just on a purely economic basis, tariffs are a tax hike. And for like a lot of the classic...
But if you're using it for leverage, it's not.
Yes, yeah. For classic protectionist arguments, they don't work. But if you're trying to do more of a geopolitical game, which is the game more and more as we watch what's going on in Hong Kong, China just lashed out of Taiwan today, and not to mention all the other issues when it comes to China and how they play in the Far East, I think there's an argument to be made that use it as leverage, like you just said, as geopolitical leverage.
Yeah, this is economic wedge. It's a geopolitical. It's got a lot of pieces to it. Okay, now, so we're about into about 15 minutes into Meet the Press. Now we're going to do the panel.
Oh, no.
No, I do know. We have to?
You have to. You have to listen to what these bozos have to say.
When I talk to white evangelicals in the South who say, we like him, he's good for the economy. But then I say, well, would you want your child to be like him? Right. Do you think he's a role model? They always sit back and look at me and say, I don't really want to answer that question. I think that's what those numbers show. It shows that even if you like President Trump, you realize that his brashness and his rhetoric is problematic.
You brought up the yeah, but. Which is the economy, the yeah, but in the economy, Carol. We saw the yeah, but this week, and we saw, I think, we have an idea of what the president's going to do if the economy goes south. Larry Kudlow did not seem as reassuring of that it was smooth sailing ahead.
No, he kept saying, we need optimism. Everyone should be optimistic, and there's not going to be any recession, but didn't really have a lot of concrete answers for how that's going to be avoided. And
I know, recession that doesn't exist yet.
President's advisors think that his reelection hinges on how the economy is performing, and it needs to be a strong economy for him to win re-election. His polls consistently show that his handling of the economy is approved of far more than whether his general approval or on any other issue. And you've also seen, whether it's Republicans or people who sort of the hold your nose and vote for Trump crowd, they've stuck with him through some of the rhetoric, some of the things he's done that they don't like, because they say, he does that, but look at the economy. And what happens to those folks? You know, do they stick with him? Do they turn on him? And it's real risky for him.
This is nothing but a classic trying to talk things down.
Well, and you've taught me this when I was trying to teach myself this stuff. All these reporters on this panel, I want to go, okay, it's possible a recession happens at some point in the next few years. Maybe before the election, maybe after. What's your theory, though, on why that would occur? Please explain that to me.
Because all they're doing is they just want to be able to yell recession. It's like yelling fire.
It's ridiculous.
They want to panic you. And everything that they are talking about that Trump is doing is what they're doing. Is they are doing it. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The best things in
life are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Golden years,
golden. Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Okay, so how's your blood pressure out there, folks? And it gives you a feel for what's going on here. I mean, this is such within an echo chamber, and not one person did it. All of them did it. Every single one of them did it. Well, if you watch CNN, you would think that the world was coming to an end. And I went over and looked at CNBC to see how they were handling it. They're kind of the finance group. And they were just, they were having a hard time kind of, you could tell they were being forced to say this. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. I was listening to you and listening to them. Hemorrhoids over there, the liberal media, and I'm not sure about the Democrats, but I don't know. I ain't seen no recession, if you ask me. I mean, I ain't feeling it.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, and I couldn't stomach doing the Beto O'Rourke piece, but when you listen to the Democrats talk, they're going, you know, America's not working for all Americans. America's never worked for all Americans. America's worked for the Americans who want to work and who want to do something. They're just trying to talk this damn economy down.
Right. Yeah. It just drives me crazy to listen to all these, the media talk about down and trying to get everybody to vote against him. Well, I ain't. I'm voting straight up Donald Trump when it comes to president.
There you go. Sound like a man of conviction.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the telephone call, Kevin.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Can we fit this in?
I believe so.
Let's do it.
It is. I think in a merely political sense, if the economy turns down, the 2020 presidential election will become even more brutal, more ugly, mm-hmm. more about other primal rather.
No, I want to get to that after this, because I think that's exactly what we saw a little bit this week.
I noticed what Carol said. Three times Larry Kudlow said, let's not be afraid of optimism. He kept slamming away at that. He wanted that to be your takeaway. That makes me nervous. That sounds like a thing we've decided we're putting out there. It sounds like prosperity is just around the corner. It sounds like one of those hollow things that they want out there in a headline. Boy, it's just looking a little unsteady, I think, economically. Perhaps people are having less confidence than they've had in the past 2 years.
And to the point of confidence, one thing that Mr. Kudlow did not mention, which was a big economic indicator that apparently everyone but the administration has been worried about, is something called the inverted yield curve.
You're going to drop the yield curve on us. Look at you. Look at you. I'm still trying to figure out if Americans know the yield sign.
Well, you're driving around D.C. Yes. That's a very good question.
Yes.
The inverted yield curve basically says that, and I wrote this down.
Had to write it down because you don't know crap about it.
Short-term bonds are higher than interest rates on long-term bonds. Basically, it means that investors are worried about their near-term prosperity, and they just kind of want to put their money in a gopher hole where they know it's going to be safe when they come back to it years later. That is not always a sign that a recession is coming. Many recessions have been preceded by an inverted yield curve, so it's not a guarantee. But there are signs that volatility is up and down, and the inverted yield curve is moving, and that passive investing is getting more popular than active investing, that people are like, let me just put my money in an index fund because I know it's going to get a return back. I don't think, or I wonder, whether the indicators that Mr. Kudlow mentioned are going to move the needle, especially for the voters who are more transactional with President Trump, who are able to do the yeah buts. I interviewed a guy in Michigan and asked him, you know, how has President Trump been for your economic prosperity? He's got a manufacturing business, a roofing business that's booming like crazy. And he says, it's been great for my business. And then I asked him, would you do business with Donald Trump? And he said, I'd get half the money first.
See, they have to take a personal dig at Trump. They've got it. You heard it. They did it twice. They've got to take a personal dig. And that makes it right. Is that this guy said that. I don't think he ever even talked to somebody. I don't think that lady talked to any white evangelical supporters. I think that was completely contrived, completely made up. These guys are amazing.
Well, I think it is. It's just a basic fact almost everybody agrees on. It's not how you. It's how you talk about it where the disagreement is. But it is the economy, stupid. And this is just a plain fact. Like, if the economy does go south before the election, Trump's in a lot of trouble. If it doesn't, I think Trump's sitting pretty.
Yeah, and they know that. So they see an 800-point day. Say, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to say the economy is falling apart, scare the crap out of people.
Right. It's just,
I mean, this was absolutely amazing. And when I was doing my conference call this morning, and the stock market people, they're going, well, they opened up and said, contrary to what they said on Meet the Press and this week with David Brinkley and Face the Nation, the stock market should open up plus 200 points.
Well, to me, this is so night and day. While you were watching some sports, I listened to three economists, Deirdre McCloskey, George Gilder, and Matt Ridley, in different lectures and their different perspectives on the economy in a historic sense. And just, it's night and day. Like, listening to these political pundits up against these very distinguished economists, it's ridiculous the games they're playing here.
Well, notice that guy had to read what it was. He didn't know what an inverted yield curve is, and it seems that everybody sees this one indicator except for the Trump people. No, that is totally false. That is totally wrong, and I'll prove it to you in a little while. Dan Marshall show will be back second hour right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.